The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, friends. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara, and we're about to share an eco postcard. Each week, I bring you a few snapshots of what's going on in our beautiful world in terms of our relationship with nature. Some of the stories are sad or angering about the damage being done, and other stories are uplifting about repair, restoration, building a better future. I hope these snapshots help you find your own pathway to protect the people and planet you love. Okay, upcoming events. Let me mention to you that the next Motueka Repair Cafe will be on Saturday, August the 17th at Noningakumu Motueka Library from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So pop in with your things needing repair and have a cup of tea and a homemade biscuit while you wait. Okay. Well, speaking of that as an upcoming event, let me give you a little news item here. And that is that there is now a repair cafe system in Mohua, Golden Bay. Mohua had its first repair cafe a couple of weeks ago, and I'm told that it went extraordinarily well. Congratulations, Mohua Repair Cafe. And they will be having another one in upcoming months, which they will advertise. Now, speaking of advertising, something really new on the scene, and that is advertising, which of course is usually to dispose you to buying something, consuming something. This advertising is to consume less. VML, an advertising agency in Wellington, has picked up the idea of Take the Jump, which is a campaign for us to consume less, particularly consuming unnecessary high carbon emissions stuff, and created a series of huge digital billboards with the Take the Jump slogans. And those slogans are Eat Green, Vegetarian. I'm sure regular listeners will have heard this before. End Clutter, Keep Your Devices for at least 7 years. Dress Retro, get your clothes from op shops. Travel Fresh, try not to use a car if you can possibly manage it. Holiday Local, don't hop on a plane, go overseas. Change the system in a whole lot of ways. Be politically active in your views on how we protect our environment and get planting. So they've created these gigantic, very original, very arresting ads for these slogans. And they're now on view in, I think, Wellington and Auckland. We're hoping to have one at Nelson Airport before long, and that there are going to be 100 of them throughout the country. So that's a quite exciting thing to advertise to consume less. Quite remarkable. Okay, next piece of news is that just out from the Climate Change Commission is their report card on how we're going in emissions reduction. Are we on course to reach our goals for reducing and removing greenhouse gas emissions? Well, the commissioner, the head of the Climate Change Commission, Dr. Rod Carr, says that the report shows that Aotearoa New Zealand is making some good progress towards meeting emissions budgets, with emissions declining in recent years. He says this was partly because New Zealand has increasingly adopted low emissions technology and took actions that made a difference. And the examples include building new renewable generation facilities, converting boilers to biomass and electric power away from fossil fuels, choosing to drive more electric and hybrid vehicles, and planting more forests. However, he goes on to say, the report also shows there is a significant risk that the country won't meet future emissions budgets. There's an urgent need to ensure Aotearoa New Zealand's climate policies will put the country on track. Our assessment highlights particular risk to sufficient emissions cuts from the agriculture and transport sectors. And these annual monitoring reports are a critical part of the wider system that was created to help shape our efforts to tackle and adapt to climate change. And so we can see that we've made progress, but we face challenges ahead. We're going to have to try harder ahead. Dr. Carr points out that there are uncertainties and risks attached to future budgets, such as if deforestation is higher than projected, if we get a dry year and the hydroelectric dams are lower, we may need to burn more fossil fuels to if we're going to maintain the same level of electricity supply. Or if, and I think this one's important, if transport emissions continue to grow as they did in 2023. And I think that that is key. I think we have to change not just to EVs, but we have to change our mode of transport to active and public in order to meet our emissions budgets. Okay, time for one last item, which is a report of just a small part of a very interesting conference that took place a few weeks ago in Christchurch, and that was a conference on biodiversity held by the Environmental Defence Society. Environmental heroes, in my opinion. And the bit of the conference that dealt with fishing was troubling, to put it into one word. They pointed out that that New Zealand is still bottom trawling, that permits are still being issued for fishing boats to drag along the bottom of the seafloor, stirring up the silt, which then coats everything around and kills the living things, and the chain, the web of life at that level gets highly disturbed and destroyed. The conference pointed out that all except one of the companies that have been given permits to bottom trawl have been convicted of crimes in terms of breaking fishing regulations. And they say the fishing industry has a great deal of power over the Ministry for Primary Industries. The New Zealand public says it wants bottom trawling stopped, but the industry prevents any ban being applied. So this is something that we really need to take note of. It's not just bottom trawling. They pointed out that recreational fishing and high-tech boats can also be a problem, and it's with anchoring and also dredging and mining that disturb the bottom layer, and that releases carbon. So it also has an impact on climate change. Worrying stuff. Okay, that's it for today, dear listeners. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara, and this has been an Eco Postcard. Eco Postcards is Monday afternoons 3:30 p.m. and Saturday mornings 9:45 a.m. Till next week, bye for now.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.